What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Liz sent us an email and I'm going to jump to part two first because it's what we've been talking about. She says, why was Toronto willing to give up Fraser Mitton if, according to so many pundits, he's amazing in the Bruins 3C for the foreseeable future? I thought he was good in Providence, but not great. He's strong on defense, but this team needs offense. And I think putting a playmaker like Patra on the second or third line is more important.
Well, immediately I'll just say that they thought it was their best chance to win a Stanley Cup. They felt as though that they were a right shot defenseman, top four defenseman away. So they acquired Brandon Carlo. And the cost to doing so was giving up a prospect that they were probably high on. I think ultimately it was a win now move, and win now moves have repercussions when you don't ultimately win.
Yeah, and I think the Bruins were probably targeting Minton and maybe even aiming a little higher for Easton Cowan. And I think Easton Cowan was where the Leafs drew the line and said, we're not giving him up, and then probably begrudgingly give up Minton, who is maybe like, as a prospect, half a tier or a tier below Cowan. So I think he was valued by Toronto for sure. I don't think that was an easy decision for them, but like Brian said, like they felt like Carlo was something they were missing, and he was like that team needed help on defense. So, regardless of whether Carlo gets them over the top, like there's a lot of other factors in that. Obviously it didn't happen this year. We'll see how they look this coming season without Mitch Marner. But I will say, I think Liz's points about Minton's offensive game are fair, because I share the same, I don't know if they're concerns or just things worth pointing out, which is like, he has not been a high-end scorer really at any level. And generally guys like that don't turn into scorers at the NHL level. That doesn't mean he can't be a valuable player, but yeah, like Liz is right to, I think, raise a fair question about like, should we be so quick to just write him in as the 3C of, you know, the next 5-6 years? I still think it's entirely possible that Fraser Minton doesn't score enough in the NHL to be a third liner. It's absolutely possible that he ends up as a fourth liner. I do think he plays a smart enough game that he is an NHLer, but I could see that happening. And that would be, yeah, obviously like that'd be a little disappointing. I think the expectation should be that he's going to give you enough offense to be a good third liner. That's certainly what the Bruins think. It's why you heard Don Sweeney compare him to Charlie Coyle. Like, that's how they see him. They see him eventually as like the next Charlie Coyle, just, you know, a rock solid third line center. But I don't think it's at this moment a given that he's going to be that.
No, I agree. The way I would describe my feelings on him right now is I think it's not a given, but I think it's close to a given for me. He has to earn it in camp that he will get that opportunity on the third line to start his, you know, first full season in the NHL. What he makes of that, to all the points that Scott has mentioned, stemming from Liz's question, I think is fair. Yeah, TBD.
Yeah, and I think that when she says the pundits are all, like, you know, at a consensus that he's going to be on the team to come out of camp, like, I think, first of all, I don't know, are we pundits too? Who are the pundits? But
I think we qualify.
Yeah. And I think because there's not really a whole lot of Bruins shows going on in the summer, it's probably other podcast hosts as well. But what I'll say about where I form my opinion about Fraser Minton and why I think he has a good chance of making the team out of camp is because we got to see him in person. We got to, you know, watch him firsthand, get to know his style of play, his personality, how other people think of him, and you know, his confidence level. And you see what they're missing, and the opportunity to take that third line role is there. And I just think that from watching him firsthand, I was watching his play and saying, okay, I could see how that fits here. I could see how he could be a good fit in that spot. And I could see him with even more time in the NHL growing and getting better. And I would say he's probably a safer choice. Not a more offensive ceiling kind of choice than Patra, but safer in that his all-around game is maybe a little bit more solid, and his strength is, and his size are more NHL size. So,
yeah, and he's positionally sound, which is imperative at the center ice position. I mean, one thing that I noticed in his brief time in Boston last year was that he does know where he is on the ice. He knows where the play is going, and he's responsible positionally, and that's impressive for a young player in the NHL. So, and then, yeah, Bridget hit the other points too. It's also a combination of opportunity, and there's only so many guys that have the offensive upside to fill that role. It might not be as high as a posture like Bridget said, but it's higher than somebody that's down in Providence right now. It's higher. But Patra can make a case. Patra could win.
I can see them playing on the same line.
Patra could be the third line center, and Minton goes to the wing. Lajos Mellis is a center wing prospect. Whether, like, again, he very well may start in Providence to start the year, but he also may have a better camp than somebody next to him. Like, we've seen that before. So there are there's a couple of other options that could, I think, be third line center besides Minton. Here's another one. Does Casey Mittelstadt eventually just slide down to the third? Like, there's so many different ways that it could go. It's tough to call. This is just a guesstimate at this point in the middle of the summer.
Yeah. And then her other part to Liz's question was, do you feel that Matei Blumel will have an unfair advantage heading into camp since Pasta vouched for him? And obviously the Bees want to keep their star player happy.
I mean, I think he's going to wear an A. Opening night.
Is the whole team wearing A's this year? Just every single jersey has an A on it?
Well, not only Pasternak, but also Steve Spott, new power play coach, assistant coach, who came over from the Dallas organization, but he also had an up-close look at Matei Blumel when he was with that organization. And I think it was Sweeney, or maybe it was Sturm, who referenced that when talking about Blumel. So he has some links on the team, but I don't think that gives him an unfair advantage. Ultimately, it still comes down to who wins a spot, like who has the best camp. And if Matei Blumel goes out there and looks really good in camp and earns a longer look and hangs around and ultimately wins a spot, I think it's going to be because he outperformed other guys going for those spots. If he doesn't have a great camp, then I don't think, you know, being a check or coming from the Dallas organization is going to save him. Like, if he's not the best guy for the job, he's not going to make the team.
Right. And especially if he's battling again, we'll mention him for the 18th time this episode, probably five times more. But if he's battling Matt Patra, I mean, Matt Patra is a Bruins draft pick. He already has been teammates with a lot of the guys in the room. So, you know, being countrymen with Pasternak and getting a text from him isn't going to outweigh or having experience being in the same organization as Steve Spott, your new power play coach, is going to necessarily outweigh having already been in the dressing room with these guys before and knowing the systems and stuff like that. And Patra's just one example, right? But that could be, same could be said about Lysel or anybody else.
Right. I mean, like the Bruins also put Fraser Minton Stahl next to Pasternak, and Pasternak mm-hmm. spoke highly of him. So like, I don't think Pasternak's going to be like playing favorites here. I think David Pasternak wants to win hockey games and, you know, is not going to be trying to influence who makes the team.
And I at like the expense of other guys that he also likes, and you know, he's friends with all of them. Probably
he's not Tristan Casas. For people who don't get that reference, I think we brought this up on another pod recently, or maybe that was an off pod discussion. But
I think it was off.
Red Sox first baseman Tristan Casas, who is out injured this whole season once again. During training camp this year, was asked about like the Red Sox three promising prospects, Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, Christian Campbell, all of whom actually have contributed this season. And whether like, did he see a spot for them? I forget the exact wording, and he answered like, basically like, I don't think they should make the team. I think those jobs should go to veterans, which is just like an insane comment for a guy who still, by the way, hasn't like fully established himself as an everyday major leaguer to say. It was just it. But that's a guy who doesn't think before he talks and doesn't say the smartest things.
I don't know
like,
if I've been
just
calling
throwing three young kids under the bus, basically. Yeah. Like, I don't think there's anyone in the Bruins who's going to do that.
No, I wouldn't call Tristan Casas future leadership material, probably. No.
I saw what I needed to know about him in that Red Sox documentary that came out like 6 months ago from it was covering like the 23-24 season or whatever it was. And after the game, there was this kid at Fenway behind the dugout. Park had already cleared out, and he's like, Tristan, and he looks up, he's like, what? And he's like, can I get an autograph? He's like, no. And he just walks down the tunnel. It's like, buddy, have some humility in life.
I did not see that. About the tree.
People are saying, oh, he does yoga in the outfield, or, you know, he has like the, you know, he's flamboyant with like the nails, whatever. Like, that stuff. I don't care about that shit. But when you have a kid that like, it could have been very well that kid's first and maybe only Red Sox game he ever goes to, and his memory is going to be a big leaguer. Saying if you don't want to say anything to him, then just go down to the dugout or go down to the clubhouse. But he answers the kid. He goes, "What? Like, what, Tristan? What do you think he's going to say? Like, can you give me a job? No, he's going to ask for an autograph. Like, and then he goes, no, and just walks down. It's like, you know, buddy, fuck you. Like that's, I hate that shit. Seriously.
No, he never seems to skip out on talking to someone like me down there, or, you know, some of the other female reporters. Like, he'll come talk to us, but
I'm sure he will. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, how did we end up talking about Tristan Casas? What is this? I'm going to do one more. We have a few more. I'm going to do one more, 'cause we're already almost at an hour. And this one is just interesting, and it's from a guy named Scott, and I don't think it's our Scott, but maybe it is. Scott says, I hope you guys are enjoying your summer. I catch most of your shows here in Seattle while walking my dog, Whiskey Jack. Great name for a dog, by the
way. Great dog name.
That's awesome. As the Bees make this transition with coaches, players, leaders, and the core group, I think they will have to stay focused on a steady decor to keep games close and to allow some of the young guys to find their place on the roster. I've recently heard Zacha and Anderson's names being brought up on the trade block.
Meaning Rasmus Anderson of the Calgary Flames.
And so I'll read off what his trade idea is. He says, maybe Donnie can pull this one off. I would like to get your feedback on this trade. So Bruins send to Calgary Pavel Zacha, Henry Yoki Haru, and Yunus Korpisalo, which that adds up to about $10.7 million in cap space, and Calgary sends to Boston Rasmus Anderson, Blake Coleman, and even Prosvetov.
Ivan Prosvetov.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's anyway. $10.4 million about in cap space, so slightly less. But what's your guys' reaction to that trade proposal?
So, I don't really think this moves the needle enough for either team. It kind of just feels like swapping parts. But if you're the Bruins and you can do it with an extension in place for Rasmus Anderson at least a somewhat reasonable price, then I think it would make a lot of sense for the Bruins. Sounds like Rasmus Anderson is not going to re-sign in Calgary, which is why his name has been in so many trade rumors. He's 28, right shot defenseman, making $4.5 million now, unrestricted free agent after the season. So Bruins should not be in the market for any trade where they're only getting a guy for a year. That doesn't make sense to me. But if Rasmus Anderson wants to sign here, and look, you already have some Swedish connections. You have a former teammate of his in Elias Lindholm. Probably Nikita Zadorov was teammates with him too. Like that, then I could be talked into it. Like that can make sense to me. And, you know, from Calgary's perspective, again, they're probably losing Anderson no matter what. I would think they probably want someone a little younger or with a little more term than what this deal gets them. But you get Zacha signed for another year after this. Henry Jokiharju just signed a 3-year deal this offseason. I will say generally doesn't go over great when if you sign a guy and then trade him like that same summer. Usually not really looked upon very positively around the league, but I think ultimately the guy I would like this, you know, Blake Coleman's getting towards the end of his career, but like I said, Rasmus Anderson with an extension in place would be the key get.
Yeah. And Zacha is 28. So, I mean, he's not in his 30s. So he's still somewhat young, like in his prime. And yeah, when I first looked at it, I like you, Scott, just don't really know how much this would change things for either team. Like Blake Coleman, I like as a player, but he's 33 and his cap hit is higher than what I thought it would have been. It's right about $5 million. And so I'm not sure I like that contract. Bring him in as a left wing. So, I mean, I guess he'd be a third liner for you, but yeah.
You might have to be a second liner if you're trading away Pavel Zacha, exactly, which is like, kind of another problem.
But he's not really like Zaka's contract is a better Zaka's contract is less than Coleman's contract. And I think Zacha is a better player and you'd be trading away a top six guy, which we've already talked about ad nauseum. Why trading away top six guys, unless you're getting, you know, another top six guy in return, doesn't make any sense for this team. But Jokiharju, I have no problem with giving up. I just don't, like Scott said, think that the timing is right for that. Korpisalo, fine. You know, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think getting out of that contract is a positive. So, yeah like to me, like that would be another plus for the Bruins. And then you can have DiPietro and Prosvetov like battle it out for the backup job.
So yeah.
It kind of parts of this deal kind of strike me as robbing Peter to pay Paul. And it's okay, so we got that top four defenseman that we kind of want on the right side, but we're sacrificing that top six forward. I guess if you're the Bruins, do you plan on re-signing Pavel Zacha at the end of his contract? Right, you see where I'm going with this. Like, is he somebody that you plan on not being on this team anyway in the future? If that's the case, with an extension in place for Anderson, then maybe that makes sense long term. It's an interesting deal. I think, generally speaking, I think the Bruins have more players in the system that we can potentially see being in a top six role internally than we can see top four defensemen internally right now. I'm talking prospects. So if you're talking about replacing that position, like I think the Bruins are better suited to replace, ironically, Zacha as a top six forward with maybe Higgins down the line or somebody else. But I just feel like if you're trading Zaka, I feel like you want him to be, I don't know. Well, let me ask you guys this. How do you see them addressing the right side of their top four defense when it comes to personnel? I know that they're going to make do with what they have this year, but we all agree here that it's not Peak and Jokiharju are not optimal options for that second line right shot defenseman. So Anderson would solve that, but I don't know if the market's great next year in free agency outside of Anderson if he's not traded. I know Kale McCarr's up. You're not getting Kale McCarr. So like, what could they do? Where could they go externally if it's not this option for Anderson? Are there any names that are on the lead that you've thought of potentially next year, next summer?
I haven't really looked that far ahead, honestly. So, you know, but like, I think Rasmus Anderson is a solid option again, without having like a full list in front of me. And again, yeah, as I've said before, you have to be careful with those 2026 free agency lists, because a lot of those guys are not going to get there. A lot will even get signed right before free agency starts. Like, we thought Dante Fabbro might be an option this year. He signs, what, the day before free agency starts? Like, there's always those. So I think, like, if an opportunity presented itself where it's like, hey, we can acquire Rasmus Anderson and he wants to sign an extension here, sometimes the grass isn't always greener. Like, you might think like, oh, maybe we'd like to wait and see what else is out there. Well, then you get to next summer and it's like, damn, kind of wish we had traded for Rasmus Anderson, because boy, we don't really like any of these options now. So, and look, Rasmus Anderson, not a perfect player. Like, there's some lapses defensively there. But he is a puck mover. He's a good offensive defenseman. He could even be another power play option. I could see a pairing of him and Hampus Lindholm working pretty well. And that would be, you know, a little different look, where obviously Hampus Lindholm has spent a lot of time with Brandon Carlo, a more defensive player. And so that's been a more defensive pair. I could maybe see Lindholm Anderson kind of like more opportunity for both to kind of get up and get involved in the play. So I would be interested. Like, I think you could, when we talk about filling in that right side of the defense, I think you could do a lot worse than Rasmus Anderson as your number two. Well,
and to your point, you can't rely externally on trades and free agency, but you also can't rely on the prospect system right now, because I don't think that right now the Bruins have a defensive prospect on the right side that even has a top four ceiling any day right now. I mean, let alone in a time frame that matches up with, you know, some of their current core players. So I think I would make this trade. I think that the ability to solve the unknown of a future long-term legit top four right shot defenseman would be worth giving up a final year of Pavel Zaka on a really good contract. Who, by the way, well, I guess it would be the final 2 years of Zaka's tenure in Boston. But again, if the Bruins don't plan on signing Zaka beyond his current contract, then you know, you're just getting something for the inevitable anyway. And I do think you would be solving your big question mark on the top four right side. And you could trade Zaka. And to our conversation earlier about not enough spots open in the top six for some of these players battling, right? It would open up an opportunity for a younger player. And you do have a kid like Higgins coming up in the wings. And you have some other young prospects too over the next couple of years. And then you do have other trade options or free agency. So I do think that you could replace Zaka far more easily than finding who the next top four right shot defenseman will be behind McAvoy. So I would do this trade, I think.
So I'll say too that Scott, the listener who sent this in, not Scott, our buddy Scott McLaughlin right here, emphasized that, I mean, he's aware that you're trading, the trade-off is prioritizing the defensive side of things over offense and over the top six, because what he said he's saying is, I think they should stay focused on the decor to keep games close. And basically also saying, hey, if that opens up a spot for a younger guy, then it opens up a spot for a younger guy and see who takes it. So, yeah.
But also just the numbers game, like more top six forwards are would be available in a free agency class and top four defensemen. It's just a numbers game. So like when you're talking about mapping out a positional need, top four right shot defenseman is more valuable than I would say whatever Zaka is, certainly long term, because you don't have the prospects and all those things. So like Anderson and Zaka player for player, like in like a 1 year snapshot, yeah, it's kind of like a wash. Like you're gaining traction at one position, you're losing another. But big picture, it would be this deal with an extension in place, to Scott's point, would be beneficial for the Bruins for a combination of reasons.
Yeah, and part of improving offensively though is having defensemen who can get involved and can help drive that. And like Rasmus Anderson, so only 31 points last year, but did score 11 goals. But you look at his seasons before that, 50 points, 49 points, 39 points. Like he's the, just because like people might not watch the Calgary Flames much, like this is not a defenseman who's a zero offensively. Like this is someone who will contribute offensively and be involved. And yeah, it's not a one for one replacement for like Pavel Zaka, who can get you 50 to 60 points, but it does upgrade what your back end can contribute offensively.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so I guess a good trade proposal, because normally if we talk about it for an extended period of time, that means there's a lot to consider, and normally that means it's a good offer, rather than sometimes we look at it, somebody sent us a McDavid trade proposal and we're like, all right. I don't know how we can answer this in long form, but
for the record, I like McDavid trade proposals in the summer when there's nothing else to talk about. Like, just get crazy with it. Like who cares? Like there's not actually serious discussions happening. So
no. I mean, we spent 10 minutes talking about like Taylor Swift and walk-up songs and who knows. And then we ended up talking about Tristan Cassis. I don't know how, but
Things. It's August. We all know this.
But before we wrap up, shout out to Elaine Cavalieri, who is leaving the Bruins. Has been just an absolute wizard on their social media accounts, be it Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, the whole thing. She's a rock star, and I don't know where she's going next, but she's great at what she does. I don't know if you guys knew Elaine from like before, but
yeah, I did.
Going way back, like she used to work at EEI, came up through there. So I've known her for a long time.
I was a guest on the Lucy and Elaine podcast a few times.
So was I at one point, and I'm glad that all of those episodes are scrubbed from the history of the internet. So
yeah, I don't think you can find those anymore, but no. But yeah, I was a guest on there a few times before she went over and started doing Bruin stuff. So whenever I see her, we always end up having a nice conversation on the ninth floor. But yeah, I think she's getting out of sports. So, unfortunately for the Bruins, because she did a really good job with their social media.
Just another organizational need the Bruins got to fill, right? Yeah. Heading into the season. So you got,
Brian,
you got
a
top,
are you,
top
are
six
you
forward, top four defenseman. Huh?
Are you available maybe to apply?
They wouldn't want me handling their socials, I can tell you that much.
He'd be DMing all the people we said earlier, but from the Bruins account.
They're just like, Brian, you have to post more players than just Marat, who's Nadino. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but that's your ninth post about Marat today.
Brian, why is our team Twitter sending out a prompt about if we should fire Sweeney 10 games into the season? Listen, I'm just trying to create some buzz here on the team right now.
We'll do it. Answer the poll. If the poll comes up, you know, a majority of people say do it, we'll do it. Imagine if that's how teams worked. Like, you put a prompt up and, like, the fans voted on it and you had to do it, it said. Oh, man.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare for them. That'd be an absolute nightmare.
Like, Brian, stop telling people we're wearing the white jerseys at home. The NHL isn't allowing us to do that.
I like to think I'd make a few people chuckle if I was running the account, but it wouldn't be good for business, that's for sure. All right, well, that probably does it. Anything else left to talk about? I know, Scott, you have to get to a meeting, so yeah. We can let you go, and we'll be back Thursday. Mm-hmm. It won't be a Taylor Thursday, to Scott's disdain. But
I mean, it might. Listen, we haven't settled on a theme yet.
That's true. All right, thank you all very much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.